When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed that the famous warrior of Najd, presently Riyadh, Rasul bin Haris Muharibi, had gathered an army to attack Medina, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, along with the army of 400 blessed companions, went to fight against them. When Rasul heard that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived in his city, he ran away and climbed the mountains along with his army. One of his soldiers, whose name was Habban, was arrested and embraced Islam in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Suddenly, it rained heavily on that day. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to dry his clothes near a tree. From the top of the mountain, non-Muslims noticed. He moved towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a sword in his hand and spoke, raising the sword over the head of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. "Now who will save you from me?" He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Merciful Allah azza wa jal will save me from you." He sallallahu alayhi wasallam had just said these words, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam immediately landed on the earth and gave the sword a punch on his chest, causing the sword to fall from his hand on the ground. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately picked up the sword and then asked, "Now, who will save you from me?" The Rasul replied, "No one can save." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mercy on his helpless. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not only forgive his mistake, but he sallallahu alayhi wasallam also returned his sword to him. The Rasul was so much impressed with the merciful manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he recited kalima and embraced Islam immediately. Having returned to his people, he started preaching Islam. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala.